Hobart's Breakfast Show with Josiah and Herbie.
Yeah, that's us. Massive show today, Herbs. Woo.
We did indeed. Niall Horan joined the show.
Always big when he comes on. I still can't believe how we managed to get him on so easily.
He's literally a friend of the show.
Yeah, he is. And a nice guy as well.
Yeah. I wish that the borders would open up so we could meet him in person because I think I would click with old Niall.
He's a bit upset though because Ireland got pipped to the post on something we talked about on the show last week. I do speak about a few other things like huge career changes. Kate Fisher. She's not only had a name change, but she's also had a career change as well.
And also school uniforms. Should they be enforced with remote learning?
No. Short answer.
And you chucked out some riddles as well.
Yeah, big one for a Monday. Onions are killing people, apparently. And also songs to score a second date. If you're a bit starved of love at the moment, we help you out on today's show. There's a whole bunch more in there. Thank you for downloading and have an amazing day. The Hit
Breakfast Show with Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
How's this? If you want to make your romance step up another level, I've got the answers for you. Some researchers, they reckon groovy tunes, that's the word they use, groovy tunes. Or rhythms that make you want to move your body are more likely to bag you a second date.
See, this is a hard thing because people can have a great first date, but was it great enough to get you that second one? And if a song can do it, then I think many people go, tell me the tunes.
Psychologists at Canada's McMaster University, what they did is they got a bunch of people in and played them all these songs based on groove, enjoyment, familiarity, and the ones that got people really clicking together. And they rated them all with a wow factor. I don't know how they found a wow factor, but basically that wow scores sparked a more romantic attraction between the couples.
Has someone's dad done this? Yes. Wow and groovy.
Sounds like it, doesn't it? It says the groovy music got them swaying their bodies in sync, creating a bond and subconsciously making them find each other more desirable. That's how they do this.
So you play the music to each other and then you somehow go, all right, I want a second date.
Yep, literally.
And so in this day and age, stage three restrictions, we know dates are a little bit more difficult. Maybe you are doing a walking social distant date, or maybe you're doing a virtual date. I know my girlfriend did one on the weekend.
Really?
She had a virtual date, yeah.
Well, if she played some music to him, she might have a second date.
Well, I should let her know.
I'll give her these top five, and I might even turn these into a Spotify playlist or something, because these are the five songs. If you play them, that science is saying you're guaranteed a second date. Or even if they've that much of a wow factor, married couples listening today, play these to each other
spice
and see what happens.
Spice it up in the bedroom.
Number five, I've just gone straight to the top five. Justin Bieber, what do you mean?
All right. So I'm picturing you and I, we've had our first date, and I hear this. Do I want a second date with you? I don't think I do.
Well, it's meant to play with your subconscious, so you don't actually know it. It's just doing it subconsciously
in the
background.
So while I say no, I'm texting you yes.
Literally. Number four. T-Swizzle.
Gonna shake it off.
Yeah, this is gets you going, apparently. I don't know how, but it does.
I mean, shaking it off in other ways.
Yeah, maybe. Number three on the list, Lady Marmalade.
Okay. You're landing me a second date with this bad boy. Can confirm.
It's a song and a half, isn't it?
Just wow.
Plenty of meaning in
it. I reckon
as well.
If I was singing it, I'd ask who you would be if you were performing this, and that would determine if you're going to get the second date.
Number two on the list.
Oh.
A lot of fellas
are already spicing it up now, isn't it?
Adding it to their list as we speak. Now, number one on the list, if you want to guarantee yourself a date with someone, fellas, put this in. Ladies, do yourself a wonder. What a song from 1972.
The hips are already moving.
Oh, if you aren't grooving to this song or wowing, as they say, you aren't human.
Oh, you're going straight to proposal with this bad boy.
That's the thing. Imagine just having that and the girl not knowing, and then all of a sudden it comes to number one. She's all over you.
That's ridiculous. This song is like a rash. It's going to spread. The Hit
Breakfast Show with Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Last week on the show, if you missed it, we revealed the sexiest languages every year. They do a list that comes out, and it was revealed that the accents most favoured by men in women, the top five was American, French, Australian, Brazilian, and at number one, Spanish, which I definitely agree with. They are sexy, sexy accents, the old Spanish.
Especially that Australian one.
Now, the accents favoured by women was in the top five, Spanish, French, Italian. Now, these top two I was a bit weirded out by. At number two is Irish. At number one, Scottish.
Love it. Love it. They are two sexy, sexy accents.
Now, Irish coming in at number two, got pipped to the post by Scotland. One man that's not happy about it. He joins us on the phone right now.
It's Niall from One Direction. I go bananas for Josiah and Herbie.
Niall from One Direction. Thanks so much for your time, mate.
You're welcome.
Now, Niall, when I heard about this list last week, I wasn't shocked because I love an Irish accent. We know, I'm going to say it again, I'm a big fan of yours. How did you feel finding out that you had a sexy accent?
Look, I don't know if it's sexy, but I think it's more confusing.
Confusing how?
Well, I think there's mystery in language, and I think if you don't know what the other person's saying, it could be sexy.
Hey, Niall Horan, are you upset? Second on the list is actually, it's quite good. However, are you a bit annoyed that you're pipped by the Scots? They came in at number one.
Not at all. I'm actually friends with Lewis Capaldi.
Oh, is he Scottish?
He is Scottish. Oh. And he, my friend, I find him sexy too.
Would you like to hear my impersonation of Lewis?
Oh, I'd love that.
You do it. Niall Horan doing Lewis Capaldi. All right, here we go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate all the awards. I'm very funny. I'm very unassuming. My name is Lewis Capaldi.
Wow.
That was pretty good.
Hey, I don't want to sound racist here, but I couldn't really tell the difference.
I could tell a little bit. I could tell that you're being Lewis because he does do his art a little bit when he's on stage.
I've got it mixed up before. My old boss, he was Welsh, and I used to think he was Scottish. He used to get so offended. Do you get offended? Do you find that racist, or are you used to it now, Niall?
I don't really get jokes, so no, I don't get offended.
I thought you were a funny guy, Niall. You don't mind a good time with the boys.
Funny by accident.
Like, yeah. Herbie.
Oh. I'll take it, whatever I can get.
If I'm the same as Niall, I'm not going to complain.
Yeah. Hey, how's the whole COVID-19 situation going while we've got you, Niall? You holding up all right, mate?
Yeah, we're pretty good over here. There's talk of a second wave, but I'm worried about Melbourne. I've heard lots of things on the radio.
What advice would you give to people who are in stage 4, stage 3 restrictions to keep busy? Any fun activities?
Maybe talk to an Irishman or a Scotsman by the sound of it.
Yeah, actually, that would get things really heated up. Well, Niall Horan, congratulations. Second on the list, mate. As always, we know you're a busy man, but we appreciate your time this morning.
Can I just correct you to say it's Horan, not Horan?
Oh, Horan.
I'm not out selling anything.
Thanks for clearing that up, Niall. The Hit Breakfast Show with Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. There's a place I'd never want to be, and that is in a standoff with police. Wouldn't want to be on the other side of that because you know you're in trouble if you are having a standoff.
Hasn't happened to me before.
Nah, neither, luckily. Have seen it a lot in movies, though, so I believe I know what goes on. There's a hostage situation. There's a bad person who thinks this is the only way out is to keep someone hostage until their demands are met. The police rock up. Then they get the special professional who can actually talk them out of it. And then hopefully they come to an understanding and the bad person is always arrested in the end.
You hope.
You hope. You hope. Now, for one guy over in America, he found himself in this situation. His name's Emmanuel, and he was having a dispute with his housemate at the time, and then things erupted. It got very feisty.
Yeah.
And very angry, and his neighbours called the cops and said, you need to come here because the guy's losing it next door. They could hear threats of weapons being used. And so the police arrived and Emmanuel was definitely in there. They said he was very erratic. They thought and believed that he was under the influence of drugs and they were trying to calm him down using like the megaphone to speak to him, but nothing was working. And so then they brought in the SWAT team and they thought, we've got to get him out because we believe that there is a weapon in there and there's a hostage. And Emmanuel, he just was not surrendering at all. Until one SWAT officer came up with an idea and a way to get Emmanuel out. Very simple one, to say the least. He simply, after they offered money, they offered every situation that had in the rule book, then this guy just said, why don't we offer him a cigarette?
Don't tell me it worked.
Cigarette and a lighter and Emmanuel, he walked right out of the home.
Surely. So maybe he'd gone through his pack of darts already and that's why he's just craving one more. I just need another.
He's just on like hoping to get one. Yeah, so he walked right out of there. But it did get me thinking. It took only one cigarette for poor Emmanuel to come out of a hostage situation. What would you do? What would lure you out of a standoff with the police?
Oh,
a
zinger box.
A zinger box,
yeah,
you reckon?
Don't be stupid. Don't even ask questions. That's not even a question. You could hold me up for a week. If they presented a zinger box, I'd walk straight out. Hey, guys, tie me up.
Would that mean there has to be a time? Like, you wouldn't do it after an hour because you'd have to go hungry. Would there be a time limit of you holding the person hostage before the zinger box would work?
No, I'd have a zinger box either way.
In a minute.
You know me. You see me on Fridays when we knock off work. I'm there at, 10:30 a.m. as soon as they open?
As they're open, you're there.
They told me the other day, we haven't even started cooking chicken yet. We're not open. I'm like, I'm waiting.
I'm surprised that Morgs hasn't used this as your housemate as a lure to get you out to clean the house.
Yeah, I know. Well, she has.
She has?
Yeah, I'm not even joking. No, it wasn't KFC the other night. What'd she get? Nana Mars. And she had some chicken drumsticks just sitting there on the kitchen table. She goes, nut, not until you get the dishes out.
Put the fan behind it, letting the smell waft to you.
So I held a hostage. I should have. The Hit Breakfast Show. With Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. How's this? Kate Fisher. You remember her? She's one of the biggest models in Australia back in the day.
Married to James Packer. She ended up going, didn't she do I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Yeah, recently. Yeah. She was engaged. I said before she was married to James Packer, engaged to James Packer. She had a full life transformation a few years ago. She is now no longer Kate Fisher. She's named Zipporah Malka.
It's a hard one to say because the spelling doesn't look like that either.
It is a strange one. She's obviously changed her whole life around. So much so that when you're engaged to James Packer once upon a time and one of the biggest models in Australia and in the world, she was huge, Kate Fisher. You think your life's pretty much set up for you?
Yes.
And you probably wouldn't have to work again if you're engaged to James Packer, you'd think.
You'd think so, especially if you stayed with him. You'd be set up in terms of security, money-wise, but maybe you have new goals that you want to achieve.
Well, unless his prenup must have been pretty strict because she doesn't seem to be having too much because photos of the weekend has showed that Sephora's had a change of career. She's now a lollipop lady.
Like lollipop, the one that holds the
lollipop
sign?
Yeah, that says go and stop. Like if, you know, when you're trying to hurry up and go?
Yeah.
You just want to hurry up and they just make you wait
there. Where the road works.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sephora. She's gone from the biggest catwalks in the world to all of a sudden, fast forward 20 years, she's a lollipop lady now.
There's been a lot of works happening near the causeway over to Maroopna, so maybe she's been the one holding the lollipop out there.
I know. I thought that. I was like, I wonder if she's local. You can confirm it was in New South Wales is where she's been spotted. The Daily Mail have put up photos of her. She looks great.
Do you know what? It doesn't shock me because these articles have popped up a lot for women to get into this industry because there's a lot of money in it.
Oh, it pays so well.
You see, six figures.
I'd do it. I know with a lot of backpackers and stuff like that do it. I think you guys must be cleaning up.
You have to go do like a two-day TAFE course or something. I know there's a little course involved, but it's not long. And then, boom, you're making the coin.
Not bad. She'd be pushing her 50s now, Kate
Definitely.
Fisher, or Sephora.
Yeah.
Sorry if she's listening. She'd get offended that I don't call her by her original name. But she'd still be doing all right for herself. But imagine once upon a time living with one of Australia's richest ever men to now holding signs on the side of the road. Do you know what? Money doesn't buy you happiness, Herbs.
It doesn't indeed. Supermodel to pole holder.
Yeah. Very, very big change of career. I want to speak about that this morning on 13, 12, 16. I want to talk about huge, huge career changes. I once used to, it was one of my first ever jobs, pick up rubbish around school. People used to think, I've talked about it before, people used to think I was on detention. I used to get paid, when I was in year seven, I get $7 an hour, year eight, $8 an hour, and so on. And now look at me, breakfast radio host. Drastic, man, drastic.
That's huge. I mean, I waitressed, I did the stock standard jobs to get myself here. But in terms of radio, there's lots of people in our industry that were previously lawyers. There's many people who are announcers that were once lawyers and then they go, do you know what, done with that. I just want to talk now.
Well, I know a guy who was a primary school teacher. He now, I don't know what he's doing at the moment because it'd be a bit quiet with COVID-19. He's now a male stripper.
Oh, you would know him.
Yeah, I worked with him. Benny's name. Well, I don't know if I can say his name, but Ben, I don't care.
There's
not
a change.
He's not from around here. That's a drastic.
You wouldn't want to get those jobs mixed up.
No, imagine that, rocking up to school. Surprise. Oh, wait. No.
Oh, the police are here. Is it show and tell?
Yeah. The fire is arrived. Woo-hoo. No, it's just Ben. Keep your clothes on, mate. 13, 12, 16. Have you had a drastic career change? We'd love to hear from people because some people have a moment in their life where you just go, you know what? What I'm doing isn't what I want to do. It's not making me happy. I'm going to go and do that.
Exactly. Like, Dad, he used to have the 9-to-5 job, worked indoors, didn't like it, paid better, but then now he's a gardener.
Good on him.
He just wanted to be outside. He's like, it's what I love doing. It's not about the money.
For sure. 13, 12, 16 is the number. If you've had a huge career change, would love to hear from Joshy and Shepparton on the line this morning. You had a huge career change, mate?
Well, it's not so much for me. I'm in the building trade. And just a mate who I work with, he was in IT. And I've actually known him for quite a long time. Bit more, I wouldn't say super nerdy, but a bit of a skinny dude and everything. And then once he got addicted to the gym, he pretty much just switched to the building trade, loves it.
So what I've got from this, if you work in IT, you're skinny and you don't go to the gym. And if you're a tradie...
I'm so stereotyping right now and that sounds horrible, but that's pretty much him.
What sort of trade do you do, Josh?
I'm a brickie.
And how are your muscles, Josh?
I've probably got a bit more fat than muscles, but I am a big dude.
The guy you work with, though, so he's a brickie now as well, or is he in a different trade?
No, he's a chippy.
Right, okay. So for he's an IT nerd to a chippy, there is a massive career. I'd say, is there more money in IT?
I'm not sure, but like us tradies do pretty well.
Is he happy?
Yeah, loves it. Oh, absolutely loves it.
That's
outdoors,
all you want.
Outdoors, work with your shirt off, get a tan, all that.
Oh, sounds like my perfect job.
Sounds like
job,
my Herbs. Dream last night.
Maybe I should become a tradie. Good on you, Josh. Appreciate the call, mate.
See you guys. The Hit Breakfast Show with
Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. Onions. We all know what onions are. If you don't, here's a little reminder.
Ogres are like onions.
They stink?
Yes. No.
Oh, they make you cry?
No.
Oh, you leave them out in the sun, they get all brown, start sprouting little white hairs.
No. Layers. Onions have layers. Ogres have layers. Onions have layers. You get it. We both have layers.
Almost forgot what an onion is.
There you go. Now you know. It's got layers, can sprout little whiteheads at times, and can also kill people, it turns out. This is not good news. I honestly thought we had been thrown all the curveballs we could for 2020. Not anymore, because there has been an outbreak over in America. Now, this outbreak, it's due to onions and salmonella occurring in onions. It's spread across 43 states. At the moment, it has infected 640 people, with 85 of them being hospitalised.
How can salmonella get in an onion? Because I presume that's just something that happens to chicken.
This is what I don't understand. I honestly don't. I was reading this going, I'm baffled. How can it be in an onion now? I, like you, thought it was a chicken thing, maybe something similar to chicken, but not an onion. The company's come out and said, if you come across anything that's been sold from stores, including Walmart, Kroger, Fred Meyer, Public, the list goes on, that has even traces of onion, get rid of it because you could become very sick.
Come on. Well, two things. I'm very lucky I can't get sick from this because A, I don't eat onions, I don't like them. B, I don't live in America, so thank goodness for that.
Which is true, but we know it only takes one person.
Good point.
I mean, you just have to look at COVID. It took one person to spread it, and now where is it? Everywhere.
Well, that's the thing with COVID. Someone ate a bat, and we're like, okay, you're an idiot, but everyone eats onions.
Yeah, everyone eats them. You try and tell me not to add onions to my dish? I'm not going to do that. I love onion.
You do. You love garlic and onion.
Oh, you've got to add the flavour in.
That's true. You can smell the studio. You had plenty yesterday, that's for sure.
I just don't know what it's coming to. I didn't think onions would ever kill us.
It is worrying. But like I said, if onions, right, if they sat the whole world down and said, hey, guys, no more onions. That's it. It's not going to change my life. And I don't think it's going to wipe the society out. It's not like it's a, who cares?
I mean, it could wipe society out. The one thing I do realise now is what Shrek was saying is onions are like ogres because ogres do kill people.
Good point. Yeah, exactly the same thing. The Hit Breakfast Show with Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. Coyote Ugly. What a movie, Herbs. 20 years this week. You can
try. I'm a massive fan of Coyote Ugly. Adam Garcia, the Aussie bloke in it, Kevin. Oh, man. He was my first crush, I reckon.
Really?
Oh, he's so sexy in it.
You would have been young when this came out, about 8 years old. I remember it very well. Tyra Banks, Bridget Monaghan, Maria Bello. They're all in it. It
John
was a great
Goodman's
movie.
In it.
That's
He's
right.
the dad.
Yeah.
Classic.
All the big dogs are in it. An article's come out, though, since the 20 years of it coming out, saying a coyote bars in America exactly like the movie. And someone that owns one of the biggest ones in New York City, which is basically what the movie was based on, has come out and said, you know what, it's actually crazy in real life than it is in the movies.
I've heard stories. I have heard many people go over and experience these bars, and I wish I could be one of them.
News.com.au's interviewed the owner, saying, did you ever actually light the bar on fire? She's like, of course we do. We do that all the time. In the movie where they do the shot out of the cowgirl boot.
That's a shoey.
They literally invented shoeys before we did in Australia. They've been doing it out of cowgirl boots for years. She says she charges $500 for anyone that wants to do it.
Seriously?
Yeah, not bad.
I could earn some coin over here if we're doing a reverse that.
I know, but you've got to picture how big a cowgirl boot is compared to a shoey here.
This is true.
I actually went, a mate of mine got married in 2012 in Boise, Idaho, which is proper middle America. Yeah. Like, you don't see many people walking the streets that don't vote for Trump around there. And the friend that my mate married, her family owned a coyote bar in Boise, Idaho. And I tell you what, when I walked in, what you picture in that movie on steroids.
Exactly
like,
the same.
Oh my goodness. There was like ladies that had shaved heads with rat's tails that were dancing on the bars. There was the owner comes up to me and because there was a few fights that broke out like the movie and whatnot. And he goes, hey, boys, I was with my best mate, Liam. If there's any problems, he opens his jacket up. He had three guns sitting there.
Oh, my gosh.
He goes, just come and find me. I'll sort them out for you. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Did you get up and dance on the bar at least?
Of course we did. They set it on fire and everything as well.
Yeah, you did.
Wild Josiah back in the day. Happy 20 years, Coyote Ugly. You know what? While we're all in lockdown, maybe add that to the viewing list,
the
I reckon.
Bench. The Hit Breakfast Show with Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. We know many industries and businesses are affected by the COVID-19 outbreak, and one of the industries that's been affected most is schools. They've had a roller coaster of a year. They started off normal, then they went to remote learning, then they got to go back, and now with stage three restrictions back in place, remote learning has been enforced across the state. We know there is some cases where you can actually go to school, depending if you're a parent's essential worker or depending on the child's needs. But majority of the kids here in the Goulburn Valley are remote learning, which you and I have never had to do it. So you can only feel for them. Everyone involved.
I tell you what, thank goodness we didn't, because my parents would have no chance, because I couldn't even do homework when I got home. I was so bad.
I don't know.
To make me sit down and do something for 5 minutes was hard enough, let alone throughout the whole day. Well, good luck to a lot of parents out there.
If I was at home with my four brothers, I'm telling you, it was not, school wouldn't have happened.
Imagine your mum trying to teach all of you.
There'd be a few detentions being handed out.
Wouldn't there?
That's for sure. But there's an interesting case that's come out of America, and I thought it could nearly be enforced here, so it'd be great to see what the GV thinks of this. So in the Springfield School District...
is this real?
This is real. It's not The Simpsons. In the Springfield School District, parents have been advised that students who are enrolled in remote learning must now follow the dress code that applies to students who are on school property, which means that if they are at home doing class from home, they have to still wear their school uniform.
No way.
Yep, it's been enforced. Now, they haven't said what disciplinary action will happen if you aren't wearing it, but they're saying you need to wear your school uniform. Some parents have come out and said, this is ridiculous. Just even helping to teach them at home is hard enough. I shouldn't have to force them to wear their school uniforms. While other parents have said, it makes sense. It's a little bit of respect to show up clean and ready for class. It's a lesson in life, not just a lesson in one day.
Well, it's getting used to those habits of, you know, doing it and stuff. But I tell you what, no chance I'd let my kids. I'd be go for it. A lot of parents, it's hard enough to dress your kids for school, let alone having to do it again at home for no reason. No way. How good's being in mufti? It's like us here at work with no one in the office at the moment besides you. And look what I'm wearing. I'm in my short shorts, gym gear. I'm in my gym hoodie. Like, I couldn't care less
just
how I looked.
Just relaxing it up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I sort of see the side of it in terms of keeping the routine. And it keeps you disciplined. I mean, I understand it is a very, very difficult time for parents and for kids who are at home going through this schooling process. But I don't know if there is a harm in actually doing it because you would have been doing it in normal life.
There's no harm, you're right, but there is too much effort. And when you, I tell you what, when you're learning from home, to be able to make your breakfast and hop it straight into your, you know, your schoolwork at 9 o'clock or 9:30, 10, whenever you want to do it, you shouldn't have to do it. It's a different time, Herbs. Why have structure? Let's just go nuts. You know what
but
I mean?
Do you think it keeps them in the routine, in the right mind frame that yes, they're at school, they're not just at home?
Probably, but I wouldn't want to do it anyway.
Well, look, you and I, we're not parents and we don't have kids, so we're not experts on the matter in this one, but many people in the GV are, so we'd love to hear your thoughts this morning, GV. School uniforms while remote learning, should they be enforced?
Yeah, 13, 12, 16 is the number. Parents as well, if you are already enforcing it, love to hear if you have to, because they are on Zoom with their teachers and that. Maybe the teachers want to see them in their school uniform.
And maybe you really love wearing a uniform. I know I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, as soon as I got home, kicked it straight off.
I think it's just because everyone was wearing the same thing. There was no thought to it.
Yeah, good point. Bit of structure. Yeah. That's communism for you, isn't it?
Kids over in Springfield in America, those who are learning at home have to wear their school uniform. This is from the Springfield School District. They say they have to.
How do you get like a demerit or a detention? Like the teacher says it to you on Zoom and then your parent has to enforce it? I'd be like, Mum. I'd look at my mum. How's this? When I was at school, my mum was the teacher there as well for preschool, and my maths class was out the front of the preschool, and I got sent out of class a few times by the teacher for talking too much.
Classic.
And I'd be out the front and then my mum would be there and I'd just be talking to Mum. The teacher would come to tell me off and she'd see Mum there and she'd be like, okay, just so you can come in now, all awkwardly. That's like remote learning, though. You can't enforce it with a parent standing straight there.
You can't, but you sort of have to. Yeah. It's a tricky one, but we wanted to get your thoughts this morning, GV. Should school uniforms be enforced while remote learning?
We do have Grace from Shep. What are your thoughts, Grace?
Oh, definitely. Yep.
Why?
Because it makes, stops arguments, and they know what they've got to wear, not choosing what pyjamas they're going to wear or dressing gowns.
How many kids do you have, Grace?
Three.
Okay, three kids, and you force them into their uniforms still?
Oh, yeah. Huh. Yep.
Has there been any arguments?
Oh, yeah. I don't care. I'm over it. It's just COVID.
You sound like my mum. So hang on, why do you, is that to keep the routine? Is that the main reason you do it as well as arguments?
Yeah, and I pay for these uniforms. I might as well wear them.
Yes,
that's a good point, actually. That's a great point.
Get the most out of your money. Let's hope they don't change before next year. We might not be back to the school.
And they're growing, so if they grow out of them, I can't use them.
Yeah, good True. Point, Grace. The Hit Breakfast Show with Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. Donald Trump, though, he made plenty of news over the weekend, as he always tends to do. Mondays, I feel like we should do like a Trump segment because he comes with a few beauties every weekend.
We do
weekend.
Get to collate some because there's always something every day, but over a weekend when we miss him, it really builds up.
It's so true. This one happened Friday, arvo, and if you missed it, Donald Trump tried to pronounce Thailand. He got it a little bit wrong, though.
And to avoid liability, shifting production to Thailand.
Huh?
I mean, we all make mistakes, but Thailand should be a given. Yeah, there's some countries out there that I understand. You go, ooh, but Thailand?
No, if you're just learning English for the first time, right, and you see the word Thailand on paper, you'd be like, you'd say Thailand. Donald Trump said it before. He straight away knew his mistake. He went on to say this.
And to Vietnam, Thailand and Vietnam.
I love, though, when he makes these mistakes, he doesn't even stop himself. He doesn't correct himself. He just keeps going on with it like he never even said it.
He's like, I got this. Don't mind me.
How old's Trump now? 70s?
Oh, he's in his 70s, yeah.
Shifting production to Thailand.
Mate, the internet went nuts on Friday. It was the number one trending topic through to Saturday afternoon around the world.
What about the people he works with? Like, it's surely you go over the speech. You don't need to go through it thoroughly, but just go through a quick rundown and then old Joe can just go, mate, it's not thigh, it's tie.
Do you reckon he's like Anchorman? Where someone's written it there as how to say it and he's just read it and they could have put a question mark and he could have gone Thailand?
Or did they break it down phonetically and write thigh like in leg?
Or Donald Trump, you know what he's like. He's had a few misdemeanors in his past. Maybe he had something else on his mind.
Shifting production to Thailand.
Who's he thinking of, do you reckon?
Not Melania.
That's for sure. On Twitter, they went nuts. They started saying other countries with puns in their names. They said Thailand is my favorite country after Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Thailand, just off the coast of Croatia. Oh, that's terrible, that one. Croatia, Crotch-Acha. Yeah, that's a real stretch. Thailand and Honduras.
Oh, that's a fun one.
Nice, but I'm more into Tiddly.
Oh! wonder why.
How good. Donald Trump.
Shifting production to Thailand.
Never change, mate. Never, ever, ever change. The Hit Breakfast Show. With Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. You're struggling, Herbs.
Yeah, this one has really got my brain thinking. I don't know it.
You got to keep thinking, right? So I put out the reel just before the song. What word is spelled wrong in every dictionary?
Yeah, I have no idea. I haven't really read the dictionary of late to know all the words in there too.
What word is spelled wrong in every dictionary? We do have Lockie and Shepparton. Morning, mate. How's the morning going so far?
Yeah, not too bad.
No? Yeah, going good, bro. Are you feeling switched on for a Monday?
Are you good at riddles?
Nah.
Neither am I.
Let's see if you get this one then, Lockie. What word is spelled wrong in every dictionary? Herbie's been struggling with this one over the song. What is the answer, Lockie from Shepparton?
Is it right? Nah, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
mate. Is it wrong?
Yes, well done, mate. I was like, surely not, Lock. Surely not.
Josiah's face was like, oh, gosh.
All right. Good. It was wrong. That is the correct answer. All right, let's see. It's a best of three, Lockie. Let's see how you go. How can a man go 8 days without sleep?
How can a man go 8 days without sleep? Any idea, Lockie?
Big weekend.
I mean, yeah. You're not wrong, Lockie. Hold the line. We'll see if we can come back to you. We've got to take someone else's call. Morning, this is Hit 96.9. Who's this?
Brent.
Brent, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate.
Good, strong name. We've moved on from the last one. Now we're on another one. How can a man go 8 days without sleep?
How can a man go 8 days without sleep?
Yeah, think carefully, Brent. I reckon you've got this one.
Yeah.
Can you give a clue? Because I've got no idea.
I'll emphasise something in the riddle. How can a man go 8 days without sleep?
Oh, I got it.
Go on, Herb. Help him out.
It's because he... He only sleeps at night.
Oh, well done, Herbie.
Yes.
Brent, that's got you the point, mate. We'll give that one to you.
Right, that's great.
lucky last one. Here we go. Let's see how both of you can be on the same team. Here we go. What kind of coat can only be put on when wet?
What kind of coat?
Raincoat?
I mean, technically that's kind of right. That's not the answer that I have here, though, Brent. What kind of coat can only be put on when wet? Think tradies.
I have no idea.
A coat of paint.
Oh.
Wow.
A raincoat really made sense, though. I reckon we give it to Brent anyway.
Brent, your answer was technically right, so we've got a McDonald's voucher here for you, mate. Well done.
No dramas, mate. Cheers. The Hit Breakfast Show. With Josiah
and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. There is a lot of people who would have, over the weekend, enjoyed themselves a nice cold beer. Nothing beats it when you get that cold one in your hand and you've had a hard day and you knock it back and you think, brilliant, that is nice. That is refreshing. That is the taste I want. And when it comes to beer, it is a very original thing and it is a very unique thing of what taste you like. You can't tell someone that's the greatest because in their eyes they believe what they like is the greatest.
I'm not into these new fruity ales and all that sort of stuff or your pale ale, whatever they are. They just give me a beer's a beer.
What would your go-to be?
A range of things, but something drier like an Asahi, a super dry, I don't mind.
Carlton?
A Peroni, one of those sort of things, yeah.
Yeah, classic.
A Carlton's all right.
Carlton
yeah,
dry's good.
It's all right.
It's all right. Now, I'm a big fan of beer myself and I understand that pale ales people don't love. But there is a market for it these days, and it turns out that when you're creating one now, you've got to have a unique name because there's so many people out there.
Mm.
Oh, the competition in beer world. I don't know if you've gone to any like Dan Murphy's or First Choice and you walk in, there's too much.
Yeah, it's overwhelming, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And so if you're trying to stand out, you come up with a creative name. And for one Canadian brewery in Alberta over in Canada, they've come out and they've had to put an apology because of what they named their beer. So 2 years ago, they released a beer named Huru Huru, and it is actually New Zealand, and it's nicknamed Huru Huru because they believe that stands for the feather. So they were saying, you know, meaning the beer itself is as light as a feather. 2 years has passed, and Te Hamu Nikora from New Zealand noticed this beer in an advertisement on social media and realized, hang on a second. Why have they called their beer Huru Huru? because huruhuru does not mean feather in Maori. It actually means pubic hair.
Why is a Canadian company naming their product after a New Zealand?
I don't know.
Like, why don't they use their own terms from Canada?
That's what you would think. Look, Mike, the founder and general manager of Hell's Basement Brewery over in Alberta, has come out and said, look, we didn't mean to upset anyone. We understand there's been a cultural mix-up here, but we will be changing the product's name. We did it because of the light as a feather. And they've obviously, do you know what they've done? Light as a feather, typed in feather, other names for it in Google, and boom. That's popped up, but instead it's pubic hair.
You wouldn't want to drink that, would you?
Oh, I don't know many people who are knocking back a can of pubic hair.
No, it wouldn't be nice at all. I'm sure that in Canada they've got their own natives, that they'd be able to find their own word. Like, why did they have to go all the way over to New Zealand? It makes no
sense. Mate, pubic hair. That's, and the one, I just don't understand. Surely you double check that. You're putting it on a can. Surely you go into Google and yes, you see the first article, it says feather pubic hair, blah, blah, blah. But you check it the second time. You triple check that one.
Well, after 2 years, as well, of being out in the market, you're really changing your product because you've already established a name. You just go, we just won't open it up to the New Zealand market. We may as well just keep selling it because it's doing all right over here.
So you'd keep selling a can of pubic hair?
Yeah, why not?
I mean,
it's a name.
Didn't you? You had a can of pubic hair on the weekend.
It wasn't that sort of weekend, Herbs. The Hit Breakfast Show with Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.